on Monday, April 9th, that's the 50th anniversary of Bob Dylan writing this song called Blowin' in the Wind. Really? Yeah. I'm sure the date wasn't noted at the time. Basically, as 1962 began, Bob Dylan had already recorded his very first album, and last week we featured that album because it was released towards the end of March. It didn't sell at all, but they still had enough faith in Dylan because as 62 began, he started writing songs. Now, the earliest Bob Dylan songs predate, you know, the 60s. He started writing in the late 50s. But he didn't start really writing until 62. There were two originals on the first album. But in 62, as he began the process of putting together an album that originally had the title of Bob Dylan's Blues, so I guess it's going to be a blues album, right? Dylan began to find his voice as a writer. And sometimes he was excited about it. In 1964, he gave a really interesting interview where he talked about in the early days of his writing that he wrote a lot of bullshit songs. He called them bullshit songs. He said they were songs that he wrote because other people wanted me to write them. That kind of thing. That was a bullshit song where he jumped on a bandwagon. In February of 1962, the magazine Broadside was issued. And during this time period, Bob was involved in a relationship with a woman named Suze Rotolo, who had a long-time career in New York City. Her whole family was from the city. And she worked at CORE, the Group for Racial Equality. And she worked in theater, and she was Bob Dylan's girlfriend. She's the one on the cover of Freewheeling Bob Dylan with him. That's right outside their apartment. That was the next winter when that photo was taken. In January of 1962, there's a lost song that was never recorded. Dylan himself mentioned it a couple times. He said it was a song about fallout shelters with the title Strange Rain. And so it was an idea that obviously was growing in him, this thing. And in February, he wrote what is probably his first great song. It's called Let Me Die in My Footsteps. And I'm going to play the recording of it in a little bit. And that's also a song about fallout shelters again. But it's the first song that wasn't just an imitation or a transcript from someplace else. Because everything else, all the early ones, Ramblin' Willie, Song to Woody, all these things, while they were good, you know, things, they were basically referent points to other songs. And while he continued to, of course, use, that's what you did as a folk musician, you took an old melody and you put new words to it and you made a new song out of it, and of course he was doing that, but there's this difference between just doing that and turning it into art. The album comes out in March. It doesn't sell. He's considered Hammond's folly. On April 9th, 1962, at the Fat Black Pussycat, in the afternoon, Bob Dylan wrote Blowin' in the Wind. Now, of course, the fallout shelter stuff, you know, obviously, that leads to Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. So that's the direction he's moving in. But he's starting, and he's, you know, at that time, people were, like, taking songs right out of the newspapers and things. And he actually said he didn't do stuff like that. So he writes Blowin' in the Wind. In his movie Rinaldo and Clara, David Ballou, who was part of the scene at the time, actually describes the writing. So this is David Ballou from the film Rinaldo and Clara.
It was a Monday at the Fat Black Pussy in the afternoon. By then, you know, I'd known Bob, you know, just around in the village. And I could play three chords. I could play C, G, and F on the guitar. I couldn't go, like, strum it, but I could go C, and then G. And we were sitting there, man, having a cup of coffee. On a Monday night hoots at Rudy's Folk City. That was incredible. And there was a man now who's dead, who was a wonderful man, and Gil Turner. And Bob came in and he had the guitar, so we got a guitar. And he sat there writing and he said, can you play a C chord? And I'd play a C chord. I'd go C. And then he said, no, go to G. And I'd go to G. And then he'd go to F and he'd sit there and write. and that was blowing in the wind. And then when it was finished, it must have been about 8 o'clock. At night, we went over to Gertie's, where, you know, Folk City, where everybody was there playing. And the Hootenanny went downstairs where the musicians went and signed up for their shot. And he went to Gil Turner, and he took this piece of paper, and he took out his guitar, and he sang Blowing in the Wind. And this guy said, Jesus Christ, I've never heard anything like that in my entire life. You know, that's the most incredible song. And he ran up and pinned it on the microphone, got on the stage at Gertie's and said, you know, he's a songwriter, Bob Dylan, you know. And at that time, nobody wrote songs. And I'd like to sing this song because this song says a lot. You know, it has something to say. And he pinned it up with a piece of scotch tape on the microphone. And it was really easy to play. And then he sang the song. Bob didn't sing it. He sang it. And the place went nuts, you know, bullshit. The great song of Bob was like by the bar, you know, it was a lot. You know, it was really wonderful. It was an amazing experience. And that's the first time anybody, to my knowledge, ever heard Blowing in the Wind.
To his knowledge, that was the first time anybody heard Blowing in the Wind. Now, during that first 2 weeks of April of 1962, Dylan had his third appearance at Gertie's Folk City, other than during the Hoot Nights when people would just come and play. He was the headliner for the first time at Folk City. When I did my play called Phenomenon in New York back in the 80s, we actually performed Phenomenon for 6 months at Gertie's Folk City on, I think it was Monday nights. Yeah, it had to be Monday nights. And so I actually worked in Gertie's Folk City, so I'm cool. Though I guess the location where we were in 1984 was not the same location as where Bob Dylan was, that the owners had moved to another location, but they still called it Gertie's Folk City. And they did have a nice, big, beautiful photograph of Bob Dylan on the wall performing at Gertie's Folk City. Maybe from this very night, because I have this tape here. From April 16th, 1962, and it has five songs on it, and it includes Blowing in the Wind. He does hear Honey, Just Allow Me One More Chance, which is actually a song that he does on the Freewheelin' album. And then he does Talkin' New York, and what's interesting about Talkin' New York is that in the preceding couple months, he had written a song called The Death of Emmett Till, one of those bullshit songs he referred to it as later, and he went to the Folklore Center in New York, which was a new thing, and the people there were so taken with the song that it actually appeared, I think, on the cover of the first issue of Broadside. That's how topical everything was. And they asked him if he would write, they asked Dylan if he would write a song about the Folklore Center. So this version of Talking New York, actually, he actually has a verse about the Folklore Center in it. Then he does Carina Carina. Before I play Dylan, I'm going to play for you at least part of the original single of Carina Carina that was released in, I think, 1959 by Ray Peterson. So this is the pop song, Carina Carina. Dylan obviously didn't write this, but it's from the same well.
I love Carina. Tell the world I do. I love Carina. Tell the world I do. I pray every night she'll learn to love me too. Carina, Carina. Carina, Carina. Carina, Carina. Oh, little darling, where you been so long? Oh, little darling, where you been so long? I ain't had no love since you've been gone. Go in a go.
Obviously, Dylan did it very different from that, but that's the hit version that was in the air. Dylan actually, in obviously early in 1962, Dylan was given, you know, he was signed with Columbia Records. He was given an early pressing of Robert Johnson, King of the Delta Blues Singers, that original vinyl LP that came out in 1962. So he had this incredible experience when he listened to Robert Johnson. He realized something he'd never heard in music before, something absolutely complete. And so his version of Carina Carina, he drops in like four different Robert Johnson songs into this version. How's that? How's that? Then there's a song that this is the only tape of him singing Deep Ellum Blues that I know of anyway. And then the last song he does is Blowin' in the Wind. Now, so this is the very earliest recording that we have of Blowin' in the Wind. And we don't even know for sure how important Dylan himself thought the song was at the, you know, at the time. Everybody was raving about it, but they were raving about some of his bullshit songs too. So he wasn't sure of it. You know, it's interesting that when he did his Town Hall album the next year, he didn't play Blowin' in the Wind, and that was still before the Peter, Paul, and Mary hit, which was the summer of 63. So even though the song was well-received instantly, he already was wary of it. When he introduces it, this is the very first audience recording that we have of it. And he apologizes for it. He says, this isn't a protest song. I don't write protest songs, he says. And the oddest thing is that it isn't finished. There are only two verses. The song has three verses. And when he recorded it in the summer for Columbia, it had three verses. But this version only has two verses. So here we go. Now we're going to April 16th, 1962, 50 years ago, folks. And here is Bob Dylan at Gertie's Folk City. This comes from a bootleg CD called Paranoid Blues. And it's got some scratchy noise in it. Sorry about that. It comes from vinyl, obviously. Here's Bob Dylan at Gertie's Folk City. He's not even 21.
Honey, just allow me one more chance to get along with you. Honey, just allow me one more chance to do anything for you. I'm walking down a road with my head in my hand. I'm looking for a woman, he's a worried man. It's just a one kind favor I ask of you. Allow me just a one more chance. Chance, just what I said. I mean, just allow me one more chance. Oh, I kill me dead. Well, oh, don't look at all for a girl like you. I can't find nobody, so you have to do the just the one kind of favor I ask of you. Allow me just a one more chance. Chance to ride in your aeroplane. I mean, just allow me one more chance to ride your passenger train. And I'm walking down the road with my head in my hand. I'm looking for someone that'll understand. It's just a one kind favor I ask of you. Just allow me just a one more chance.
Just allow me just a one more chance. Here's a New York song for you. this isn't like the usual New York songs. A lot of songs you hear nowadays about New York, they're all the glamour kind on the 42nd Street Broadway theaters. You hear them all the time. New York, New York, the wonderful town. Let's go to New York for our vacation and see what a great town it is. This wasn't written up there where all those songs are written. This is written down in the United States. Rambling out in the Wild West, leaving the towns that I love the best, I thought I'd seen some ups and downs till I rambled into New York town. Buildings going down on the ground, people going up to the sky. Well, I got on the subway, took a seat, and got off on 42nd Street. I met this fella named Dolores there. He started rubbing his hands through my hair. I went to 10 hot dog stands, 4 movie houses, and a couple of dancing studios back on the subway. Well, I swung onto my old guitar as I grabbed hold of that old subway car. From a rock and roll and reeling ride, I landed up on the downtown side. Greenwich Village, Folklore Center, Izzy Young, Theodore Bakel. Well, I walked down there and I ended up in one of them coffee houses on the block, but I'd get on the stage, sing and play, and man there say, come back some other day, sound like a hillbilly. We want folk singers here. Had a harmonica job, begun to play, blowing my brains out for a dollar a day. I blow it inside out and upside down. The man there said he's crazy about the sound. He's raving about it. He's telling all his friends about it. Dollar a day's worth. After weeks and weeks of hanging around, I finally got a job in New York town. And a bigger place, a bigger money, too. Even joined the union and paid my dues 6 months in advance. Now, some very great man, he once said that some people rob you with a fountain pen. In New York, it take too long to find out just what he was talking about. A lot of people don't have too much food on their tables. But they got a lot of forks, a lot of knives, and they got to cut something. Watch out. So one morning when the sun was warm, I rambled out of New York town, pulled my cap down over my eyes, headed out for the western skies. So long, New York. Howdy, East Orange. Sneaky there. Carina, Carina, girl, what's on your mind? Ha, coming up. Yeah, what's on your mind? I've been sitting thinking about you, baby. Just can't keep from crying. Ain't got coming out. I can't be satisfied. Ain't got Corina, I can't be satisfied. I got a devil on my trail, out of hell high by my side. I got a bird that whistles. I got a bird that sings. I got a bird that whistles. I got a bird that sings. But I ain't got Corina. And I've done me. You got a 32 special built on a cross of wood. You got a 32 special built on a cross of wood. I got a 38-20, yeah, that's twice as good. Carina, Carina, baby, please come home. Carina, Carina, yeah, please come home. I've been worried about you, baby. You've been gone too long.
That was 2 years ago. This is a line of songs. Big Joe plays a 9-string guitar. God. John Henry couldn't swing this guitar. This is one of the songs I learned from him. This is called Deep Ellen Blues, Deep Ellen Blues, Deep Ellen's Town, Texas. It's about 45 miles from Abilene.
When you go down to Deep Ellen, keep your money in your shoes. Women in Deep Ellen give you Deep Ellen blues. Hey, pretty mama, your daddy's got them Deep Ellen blues. Hey, your brothers and your sisters, daddy's got them Deep Ellen blues. Thank you.
Bellum on a one-way track. Women took my money, boys, and they never give it back. Hey, pretty mama, your daddy's got them a deep Bellum blues. Tell your brothers and your sisters, your daddy's got them a deep Bellum blues. Keep your money in your shoes. Them women in deep Bellum give you deep Bellum blues. Hey, friend of mama, your daddy's got them a deep Bellum blues. Tell your brothers and your sisters, your daddy's got them a deep Bellum blues. I didn't actually write it, I just sort of recorded it. It was there already before I came around, and I just sort of took a look and then saw it, and I wrote it down. This is one of the songs that I wrote down, so I remember it to sing it to you. This is here. This is just it ain't a protest song or anything like that, because I don't write protest songs. I try to make them, I'm just writing it as something sort of, that's something to be said for somebody, by somebody. Must a man walk down before he is called a man? And how many seas must the white dove sail before he sleeps in the sand? And how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. And how many years must a mountain exist before it is washed in the sea? And how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? And how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blown in the wind.
The answer is blown in the wind.
Wow. He was already defensive about it. Of course, by the 80s, at some point in the 80s, and you know, it's become a drag of a song. So it's just startling to hear it sung fresh and only two verses. Well, a week or so after that performance at Gertie's Folk City, I guess while he was still doing the headlining there, he went up to Columbia Studios and he had his first recording sessions for the album that was going to be called Bob Dylan's Blues at the time, but became the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. It's the first album that he wrote all the songs. And we're going to spend some time with a couple things here from that period. First, I'm going to play for you the recording of Let Me Die in My Footsteps, the song that can probably be considered to be Bob Dylan's first great songwriting song. Weirdly, when it was issued on the bootleg series in 1991, they edited a verse out of it. I prefer the full unedited version, so that's what I'm going to play for you. This is Let Me Die in My Footsteps Before We Go Down Under the Ground.
I will not go down under the ground, 'cause somebody tells me that death's coming round. And I will not carry myself down to die. When I go to my grave, my head will be high. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. There's been rumors of war and wars that have been. The meaning of life has been lost in the wind. And some people thinking that the end is close by. Instead of learning to live, they are learning to die. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. I don't know if I'm smart, but I think I can see when someone is pulling the wool over me. And if this war comes and death's all around, let me die on this land before I die underground. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. There's always been people that have to cause fear. They've been talking about a war now for many long years. I've read all their statements and I've not said a word. But now, Lord God, let my poor voice be heard. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. If I had rubies and riches and crowns, I'd buy the whole world and I'd change things around. I'd throw all the guns and the tanks in the sea, for they all are mistakes of a past history. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Let me drink from the waters where the mountain streams flood. Let the smell of wildflowers flow free through my blood. Let me sleep in your meadows with the green grassy leaves. Let me walk down the highway with my brother in peace. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Go out in your country where the land meets the sun. See the craters and the canyons and where the waterfalls run. Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, Idaho. Let every state in this union seep deep down in your soul. And you'll die in your footsteps before you go down under the ground.
Yep, I think that is an absolute masterpiece. That is a fantastic song. It has resonance. It's timeless. It's got a fantastic melody. Oi! All right, so one more song, but we're going to play three versions of it, and that's Carina Carina. Now, I like Carina Carina so much that when I did that all-time top 10 show a few weeks ago, Carina Carina was in my top 10. So this is the version that was recorded on April 25th and is Dylan's solo. So this is, you know, we just heard him play it at Gertie's, where he dropped all those Robert Johnson 3820 lyrics into the song. This is the version that he did solo in the studio.
Carina, Carina, get what's on your mind. Carina, Carina, get what's on your mind. Well, I'm sitting down thinking I just can't keep from crying. I got a bird that whistles. I got a bird that sings. I got a bird that whistles. I got a bird that sings. But I ain't got Carina. Life don't mean a thing. Ain't got Carina. I can't be satisfied. Ain't got Carina. I can't be satisfied. Got a black head on my trail. The devil's by my side. Carina, Carina, where you been so long? Carina, Carina, get where you been so long? I've been worrying about you, baby. Baby, please come home.
That's great. But they kept working with the song. The thing about the Freewheeling Bob Dylan album is that the recording sessions for it went over the entire year. Plus, during this year, because he recorded Blown in the Wind, he... he got a manager, Albert Goldman, and Goldman actually had one suggestion for Dylan, which was to release a rock and roll single, which he did, but after many sessions, there was something like 25 takes done of Mixed Up Confusion before Dylan was done with it, and he was never happy with it. But it was released, but it was more like it escaped. And the thing is that Carina Carina was the B-side of that single. I'm not going to play Mixed Up Confusion. It's not good enough. But in October of 1962, they got it together back at Columbia Studios, and they got a band together. And Bruce Langhorne, the fantastic Bruce Langhorne, the tambourine man himself, plays the lead guitar with Dylan. And this is the version of Carina Carina, which actually ended up on the LP. This is the one from October. So this is the album version of Carina Carina.
Carina Carina, yeah, we've been so long. Carina, Carina, yeah, we've been so long. I've been worried about you, baby. Baby, please come home. I got a bird that whistles, I got a bird that sings, I got a bird that whistles, I got a bird that sings, but I ain't got Carina, life don't mean a thing. Carina, Carina, girl, you're on my mind. Carina, Carina, girl, you're on my mind. I'm sitting down thinking of you, I just can't keep from crying.
That's about as perfect as it could possibly be. I can't imagine why they would do it, but in November of 1962, they went back to the studio and they recorded yet another version of Carina Carina, and this was the one that was the B-side of the Mixed Up Confusion single. So here is the final version of Carina Carina.
Carina Carina, yeah, where you been so long? Carina, Carina, yeah, where you been so long? I've been worrying about you, baby. Baby, please come home. I got a bird that whistles, I got a bird that sings, I got a bird that whistles, I got a bird that sings, but I ain't got Corina. Life don't mean a thing. Carina, yeah, what's on your mind? Carina, Carina, yeah, what's on your mind? I'm thinking about you, baby. I just can't keep from crying.
Well, listening to the three of them together, I can hear that the version that was used on the album is very mellow, whereas the single version is more upfront, more in your face, which I guess a single would need to be, you know, playing on a jukebox in a bar, you know. Anyway, it was a flop single. It didn't go anywhere. And there's that strange track that has drums and stuff on it on the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan. Anyway, so it's almost midnight, so it's time to transform again, and I'm going to close down the recorder for the moment, so stay tuned.